I'm a little confused about why they're actually even legally able to go after Martin Shkreli. Maybe it's just that he's incompetent. Like, he has proven over and over again that he doesn't actually understand how finance works. And he just kind of like insists that he is actually like a master financier.
It's reasonable to think that he was like Sideshow Bob tripping over rakes and smashing them into his face, or the equivalent of that in like a legal context, like just incriminating himself, being really sloppy. Or, you know, it could be that this is just like the guy they throw to the wolves, while everybody else who does the same thing, who's the like 10 times, 100 times as rich as him, just gets away with it because they have the power to just like run the system. Whereas Martin Shkreli was just somebody who was pretty good at like Martin Shkreli is like a middle guy in like the elite, like ownership class, like pharma exec, echelon. You know, he's not top tier. He's definitely not bottom tier.
He's not a scrub.
Yeah, no. He's definitely not a scrub.
Well, it wouldn't mean anything if he was a scrub, right? He's that perfect level of influential for it to be meaningful for him to go to jail or whatever, but for it to not really affect the actual pharmaceutical market or anything.
It's like how nobody important has died of COVID. Like, nobody actually important. Like, they threw us Herman Cain. You know, we didn't get Bolsonaro, we didn't get Biden, we didn't get Trump. Nobody actually important has died of COVID.
That's true. Well, that I mean, and it just goes to show that, like, with really good healthcare, you probably could overcome COVID in an incredible majority of cases.
Like, absolutely,
just a stunning majority. But they won't give us that because that's for failing sextagenarians who have been elected to the highest office in the land.
Well, you know, to touch on healthcare really quick, like, I think that we reached this turning point somewhere between like the Bernie 2016 campaign and now, where the elites realize that they're eventually going to have to give us universal healthcare. So they're in between now and the point at which they get forced to give us universal healthcare. They're making all of healthcare as shitty as possible,
right?
So that when it happens, it's going to be a fucking nightmare hellscape. Like, I am like 99% sure that is the elite's plan for all of that shit. Like, healthcare, universal basic income, all that shit. They're eventually going to have to give it to the proles, like the underclass, like the people who don't have anything. It's going to get so bad that they're eventually going to have to implement at least some sort of basic welfare state in the United States. And when that happens, it will have gotten so much worse than it is now that it's like them doing that will bring you up to the standard of like the absolute worst you could have it today in America.
Well, yeah, it's like they're looking at the way that these welfare systems in Western and Northern Europe are functioning, and they're like, oh, they are rolling those back and making them incredibly shitty. That's awesome. We should definitely do that. But, you know, we don't actually have one yet, so what we're going to do is we're going to get way out ahead of it, right? And we're going to lower expectations, both, you know, officially and just in the public consensus about what universal healthcare is, for such a long time that by the time we finally give it to you, it will be the equivalent of that plan you get from your employer that is technically good enough for them to not get fined by the Obama administration or whatever.
I've
had so many
stars.
Jobs like that where you get hired and they're like, yeah, you won't get fined for not having healthcare if you have our plan.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh, I won't get fined. Wow. What a stunning review.
Yeah. I'm just here so I don't get fined. That's all I want out of my healthcare is to not get fined.
Unbelievable. But I mean, I do think you're relatively on point there. I think that the idea is that if they are going to give us universal healthcare, it will just be I keep talking about the Netherlands on this episode. What the Dutch have, where they just give you paracetamol and tell you to sit down for 3 days.
Is that what they do?
And you'll feel better.
Yeah, you show up at a Dutch doctor, you know, a Dutch ER, and you're like, I have these pains in my chest, and they're like, here's some paracetamol. Take a sit down. Talk to us in a few days. Excellent medical care. Love this universal medical care.
Wow, can't believe that was free. It's incredible. I would have paid a lot of money for that. That was great.
I would have paid so much money for that. I would have. Look, they've got the best medical care. It's free. Anything free is good. Free is good, folks. Okay, if it's free, it's good. All right.
Well, but in the United States, they wouldn't even give us paracetamol. They give us baby aspirin and a Nutri-Grain bar.
I mean, okay, well, you know, to play devil's advocate here, were you strictly better off after eating the Nutri-Grain bar and the baby aspirin? Yes. So...
And didn't you feel better in your tummy and your headache went away?
Quid pro quo.
They did technically provide a service. I love that, though. Like, you just go to a hospital and it's like a fucking McDonald's. And it's just like, I have gout. And they're like, fish sandwich.
You have to order on the screens. They're like, yeah, we replaced all our nurses with those robots that roll around supermarkets with the spinny thing. And they put the googly eyes on it. Tell me your symptoms.
Yeah. Answer me one question. Is it a boy who has gout or a girl who has gout? It's going to decide what kind of toy you get.
You get a toy after your health care.
Only 90s.
Yeah, you
kids.
Get a He-Man or a Barbie, depending.